Blog Talk Radio.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now?
Hello.
I can hear you.
I hear you.
Perfect.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you guys. Yeah, I can hear you now because I on the mute just there. I did talk with Pastor Joyce just a minute ago. I hope she... And she said she's coming on, so I was trying to get a chance to get on. We're playing the music. Some of you I haven't seen. One of you haven't seen since the new year, so Happy New Year, Pastor Lonnie.
Oh, Happy New Year to you.
I don't know if you have a way of looking at the information that I sent you.
Hello? You're going in and out.
One moment. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, let's just pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you and we praise you and we glorify your name, Father. We thank you for being so good and so merciful. We thank you, Lord God, that you have called us together to be co-laborers in the building of your kingdom, certainly the tearing down of Satan's. We just thank you, Father God, for the opportunity for you to use us in this regard. We thank you for Unfailing Love Ministries, the birthing of it, the growing up of the ministry. We thank you for this second year we're moving into, the year of the spirit of increase. And Father, we just thank you that these plans are your plans. And whenever we go too far to the right or too far to the left, we just ask you to pull us in, Father God, so that we will be like Jesus. What we see you do, that's what we do, and what we hear you say. What we hear you say, that's what we say, so that we can be one with you as Jesus prayed that we will be one with you as we are with him. Father God, we thank you for each and every sage leader that you sent to the ministry. To be hands-on, to be supporters, to be cheerleaders, to be front and center. We thank you and we ask you to continue to increase them more and more and more and more, as your word says. And we'll be careful to give your name the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. Tonight was just the first night. We can't cover everything tonight. I'm trying not to keep you on the line no more than 30 minutes. But tomorrow and on Friday, we're trying to get on totally on one accord and get tweaked some things in the plan of work. You know, remember when I sent it to you, I said it's in draft form. That means that, you know, you got to buy into it, add to it, contribute to it, make it better. I'll just cast a vision out there, and I need each of you to feel fully engaged and responsible and responsive and to the vision so that we can walk together with it. Amen?
Amen.
Hello. Okay. Am I still breaking up?
No, not with me.
Not with me.
Great. Okay, awesome. So want to start out by saying just a couple of administrative things before we get into the plan of work. I instructed Pastor Lonnie to send a letter to Ujima Properties that manage the property that we're leasing at RCC Complex to ask them to go to month and reduce our rent, because it was supposed to be up to $1,000 by now, but to reduce it down, we were started out with 800 and 90 days or 60 days. Well, no, 90 days was supposed to go up another 200 on up to 1,200. But we did not get the increase that we in members and titles that we had anticipated. So we went back to the drawing table, and I had consulted with the board, the head of the board, president of the board of RCC, before I asked Lonnie to make that appeal. And that was one of the suggestions that she made, that we would go to month and renegotiate the lease. So I renegotiated, well, I asked Lonnie to renegotiate it down to 900 and month. And Lonnie, you want to report what you have heard so far?
Well, I talked with Mr. Holmes today over at the church building, and he said that he would, you know, get back with me and discuss things with me later. I explained to him that just like Pastor just said, that our membership came and then it went and didn't stabilize like we thought it was, and that God basically paid our rent for the year. With his blessings, and he hooked us up. And he said that he shook my hand and said, I'll get back with you. And it felt like it was good that we had favor.
Right.
So I believe
and so I had
come up with it.
Yeah, I had dinner with the president of the board again today. She asked me, had we gotten with them? And it was good. I was able to say, yes, we had, and that he knows what we have proposed, and he was going to get back with us. And so she's been in our corner from the very beginning and the one who introduced me to Ujima Properties and stuff like that. So I feel like we're going to have great favor and that we just need to do our part and, you know, put it in writing. So
because they take it to their board and they vote on it. But pretty much whatever the president, you know, recommends, is that's what they'll do. Because UGMA actually, they are contracted by RCC to lease the building. So they don't make the last decision, but, you know, they do carry weight based on, you know, them working with us. And I think we've done everything that they've asked us to do when they asked us to do it, and we've been flexible. So I think we got a good track record in terms of being a good tenant and immediately, you know, responsive to whatever they ask. So I feel real good about that. I also
Let me can I say something else, too, that I spoke, that I asked him about, and that was if we had special events sponsored by us in our area, could we would that be against our contract as a sublease, or could we do stuff? He said we could do whatever we want with that space, really, and that, you know. But he'll talk to me more about that too.
Okay, awesome. So I am glad you checked with him on that, so that we won't, you know. You know, be in the midst of planning something awesome and then we get the ball dropped on us that we cannot do it according to, you know, what, you know, their expectation was. So, and that all came about by Pastor Lunny and I talking about ways that the church can bring in additional income other than our tithes and our offerings, because our church is of the makeup that it is, 80% children, 20% adults, and, you know, and, you know, 5% tithers. So, yeah. So we're looking, you know, at trying to see what kind of flexibility we have and resources. I think this is Pastor Joyce joining us. Pastor Joyce, that you?
Yes.
Oh, thank you for joining us. Happy New Year. We missed you.
Thank you.
To move on, move into your new house. We're excited about that. And we want to help you in any way that we can. We don't want you to feel like you have to do this all by yourself. So please, when that time comes, you know, let us know so we can, you know, we can assist you in that, okay?
Okay, I will.
Great. All right. Lost somebody. Where did Pastor Lunny go? Huh. Okay, maybe he'll be back in a second. Oh, there he is. Okay. And Deacon Doug is in the room in a prone position, but he's. The only thing you miss, Pastor Joyce, is that, you know, we went and we and sent the church a letter, sent the lease an organization of the church a letter asking that we renegotiate our rent, to month, and at a lower price than what we were supposed to be graduating to. And that looks favorable. We'll probably get the final word, if not by Saturday, by early next week, whenever their board meets again. But I was telling them again that I had met with the board president before we submitted the proposal, and I met with her again today, and everything sounds good. We have her backing. Okay. You had something else, Pastor Lunny?
No, I was telling Shania to do something for me. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And so Pastor Lunny also wanted to get some clarity with the leasing company if we did any special events, fundraising events or what have you that's there, or in conjunction with someone else, would we be within the confines of our lease to do that? And initially that answer was you could do whatever you want. So I'm sure they'll want to know what we're doing so they, you know, they can support it in any kind of way or see what they have to do in order to accommodate us in that. So we are looking at ways that, other than our tithes and offerings to increase our income and so great. What I had sent everyone was a proposed draft of our schedule plan of work for next year. Also propose that we start at 5 with our, since we don't meet on Sunday, can't call it Sunday school, so I had to come up with a great name for it. So I call it, you know, by my teaching in Bible college for so many years, I am so into Bible school. And we do have the backing of a Bible college to give our participants full Bible college credits for any classes they take through us. I'm on the board of that Bible college with PCIE out of California. But so we're going to call our time of study, 50 minutes of study at 5 o'clock every Saturday, the Word to Heart, University. Anyway, great name for me. I like that. But what we want to do is we want to ground in, like I had said before at Christmas, we want to delve into the Word of God so deeply because we have to mine that, the Word of God, for our own increase, both in personal growth and our increase in moving into our wealthy place, whatever that is, whether it's through, for our health, our finances, you know, our relationships, what have you. Clearly, we have biblical support when Joshua 1 and 8 says, "This book of the law should not depart from your mouth, lest you meditate on it both day and night." Then you can make your way successful, and then you can have good success. Bible tells us that the issues of our life comes from our heart. And so if you look at our logo, we even promote that. We can help you find the missing piece, P-E-A-C-E. We can help you find the missing piece that is, we can help you find the piece that is missing in your life. And so with us moving into to intensity, the spirit of increase this year, we are just absolutely going to get that increase if we do what the Word of God said. If you abide in me and my word abiding you, you can ask whatsoever you will, and it will be done for you. I'm excited about that scripture. I'm glad God didn't erase that one. And meaning is that God becomes our partner in making sure that we get what we ask for if we abide in him. That is John 15:7. If you look down, scroll down, if that's in front of you, to your ministry plan of work. This past Saturday, when I taught from all 5 of these scriptures. Amos 3:3, can two walk together unless they are agreed? John 15:7, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you. And then Psalms 115:14, says, may the Lord give you, hallelujah, increase more and more, you and your children. I love it when God calls us to do something and give us scripture to back it up, right? And Deuteronomy 8:18, and you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day. And then Joshua, this was our argument question in the message on Saturday. Joshua 18:3 says, then Joshua said to the children of Israel, how long will you neglect to go and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers has given you? And so I thought that was a great challenge question for us. Even today, if we want something for God and he's already given it to us, then how long are we going to dilly-dally around and neglect to go and possess it? So we will be challenged by that scripture all the year long. When procrastination or slothfulness or fearfulness or whateverness has come upon us, you know, you remember the question Joshua asked the people, how long? Amen.
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 Does ring true to you? Motivate you in any way? Comment?
We agree, like you said, like I said Saturday, it's all about communion and coming together and agreeing. Can two walk together unless they agree? So as long as we agree, I know that we're going to get what we ask for. Two or three are gathered together. There he is in the midst. And I know that's
right.
That's what's going to happen for us.
Right. So when I was getting before the Lord and kind of tweaking what we do and how we're going to do it, the word to Heart University from 5 to 550, that's where the teaching of the ministry goes for. Because we're so small now, you know, the visionary's heart is hard not to think too big, but because we're so small right now, originally I had thought about the men having a class, the women having a class, and I'm teaching the children. I still want to stay on that one accord because I think it's very important that a lot of times we come together and we come together and come to church and then we do the church business and then we leave and go home, but we really never get a chance to know each other in a very deep and abiding way. And I have found over the years, even when I was going to Sunday school and stuff all the time, I found out so much about how a person thought, how they responded to life, whatever like that, just by sitting with them in Sunday school, just by sitting with them in a teaching environment, because they have an opportunity, you know, to speak their mind, or this is how this scripture affects me, or this is my testimony, this is what happened to me, blah, blah, blah. So I even though we're still small in number, I was still like, it's something about the synergy between men talking about how they view things and women talking about how they view things, and then maybe on the fifth Saturday or maybe one time a month, we you can have a joint time together. But that was my proposal for this time. In addition to that, my proposal was to use Joel Osteen's book. We used his book last year on I Declare, and I hope each of you read it all the way through and benefited from it. And if you haven't finished reading it, keep it close by your Bible. Go, those declarations really, 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 when I pick it up, it encourages me. And I believe it will continue to encourage you as well. But I also found his book, his journal called Breakout. And Breakout is a guide to go beyond your barriers and live an extraordinary life. And it's devotional style, but it has blanks in it where you can write how you responded to it as well. So, God blessed us. I got them at Ollie's. They're $1.99, and I got one for each of the leaders and several other copies. And so, as soon as I see you, you'll get your copy. Hopefully, everybody will be on board on Saturday, and you'll get your copy on Saturday, and we can start into that. In addition to the book, I also, getting before the Lord, he gave me some scriptures he wanted us to focus on for this year. And so under the ULM announcements on the program template that I sent you, it is asking that all of our youth, our young people, 12 and under, learn Psalms 1 if they don't know it already. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stand in the way of sinners, nor sit in the seat of the scornful, but his delight shall be in the law of the Lord, and in his law shall he meditate both day and night, and then make his way successful and have good success. Anyway, I had to learn it. I taught it to my nieces and nephews and kids and what have you. So that's one. They also need to memorize Psalm 16 and Psalms 139, verse 1 through 18. And that's for the whole year, not just like in 1 month. So
I know, you know, I'm going to be teaching them this year, so, oh, my God, I'm so excited. Your kids are going to be changed. I know I did that. But anyway, so yeah, I'll be teaching them that in our word to heart time, as well as we're gonna go through as much of the breakout journal as I can break it down for them to understand, and we'll have some other tools for them as well. The adults, we're asking them to memorize Psalms 24, 25, 26. 27, 24 through 27, the Psalms. Oh my God, when you start reading those, and please read them in different translations. Choose a translation you want to memorize, and that's going to bless you. These are our meditation scriptures for next year, for this year, actually. And then Micah 4, 1 through 6. And I want to read Micah real quick for you before I release you to have comment about what we've planned so far. And again, we're not going to be able to make it through everything tonight, but I did want to get through at least this part. Micah chapter 4. You know how when you didn't got to almost the top of the reading glasses and you still need some more help. Okay, here we go. Okay, got it. Y'all still with me?
So
the Micah chapter 4, M-I-C-A-H, Micah, the heading topic in this Bible that I'm reading from is called the Mountain of the Lord. It says, in the last days, the Mountain of the Lord's temple will be established as the highest, of the mountains. It will be exalted above the hills, and peoples will string to it. Hallelujah. Many nations will come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the temple of the God of Jacob. He will teach us his ways, so that we may walk in his paths. The law will go out from Zion, the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He will judge between many peoples and will settle disputes for strong nations far and wide. Beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation will not take up sword against nation, nor will they train for war anymore. Verse 4, everyone will sit under their own vine and under their own fig tree, and no one will make them afraid. For the Lord Almighty has spoken. All the nations may walk in the name of their gods. Verse 5. And then verse 6 says, but we, Unfailing Love Ministries, we will walk in the name of the Lord, our God, when? Forever and ever. That's it. We can preach that. So those are the scriptures that we're asking us to take to heart, meditate on, memorize, and be able to dialogue about as we go through the journal, as we talk about, you know, as teachers, what the Holy Spirit has given you, all to support our thing, which is one Lord, one love, the spirit of increase. We're moving into intensity. We want to be intentional and move to intensity in every area of our life. If we want increase in every area of our lives, then we're going to have to raise a standard, and we're going to have to increase our study of the word, our living of the word, our teaching of the word, you know, preaching and all of that. Amen?
Amen.
Anybody have any questions, any comments?
No.
Okay. Okay, so, well, if you no questions and no comments, let's move down to the when is all this going to happen. From January to April, okay, the Minister Doug is going to teach the men. Pastor Joyce is going to teach the women. And I'm going to teach the young people. 5 to 5:50. Okay. In their first quarter, for his first 4 months, Pastor Lonnie and Pastor Tyre, they're going to be focused on the worship, administration, and the worship. So that'll give them a break, a little bit of a break. But I've asked Pastor Tyre to really teach us several songs this year. We'll ask her to teach us several songs this year, and worship songs. You know, our In His Love worship ministry, we really want to exalt the name of Jesus, glorify God in our time of praise and worship, want Him lifted up. And so she's working in that regard. I will be doing the preaching. That is first every Saturday in the first quarter. Pastor Lonnie will be doing the leadership lesson. At that, so Minister Doug is doing the teaching in the Word to Heart University. Pastor Joyce is doing the teaching with the women, and I'm doing the youth. Pastor Lonnie is doing leadership lesson, and Sister Tyra is doing the worship. Any questions about that?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I hear you. Okay. I was saying before that I had questions, particularly concerning the 5 o'clock time for the Word to Heart University.
Okay.
Which would mean that we would have to arrive there around 4:15 or so to be able to set up. And I don't know, this is my truth, I don't know that I'm committed to doing that every single Saturday because it's a Saturday.
Well, let me stop you right there, because the coup that we've had before, which is on me, is the one that I have it set up before that. When all you have to do is show up. I normally have everything set up. And because we didn't have heat, we had to move over to the other room. But we're going to have that straightened out starting Saturday. So you don't have to worry about coming up set up.
Even with or without it being – say again?
Go ahead.
Even without having to set up, is there a specific time that you want your leaders on site?
I would like – if
no,
5
o'clock
to be,
is when it starts, Pastor Lonnie.
Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're not
teaching, and the first quarter you won't be teaching, but if you're not teaching, I think 15 minutes prior to service is good. The first January to April is going to be the time that Pastor Joyce will be teaching. The second quarter, May through August, that's when you will be teaching, Elder Tyre, if you can, and then then we switch in the last quarter, so that nobody will be teaching more than 4 times 12. It actually ends up being whatever that is times 4, of about 12 or 13 lessons or what have you. So that we wouldn't be out so late on a Saturday night, I could have started at 6 and just moved down from there and just pushed us out at 9. I didn't feel that comfortable with doing all of that late.
I'm good. I just needed to know what time to be on site.
Yeah, and if you're prepared already, even when you start teaching the second quarter, if you're already prepared and everything like that, I don't see you having to be there any no more than 15 minutes before class starts at 5. So 4:45. Okay,
that works.
Anybody else? Okay, great. Anybody else have any questions regarding that? Okay, and let me go back and go over that again so you kind of understand. I have gotten the breakout journal as a tool for us to use
to go through together. I've given the scriptures that the Lord gave me for the meditation. It is still up to the teacher to listen to the Holy Spirit for the content, knowing our theme this year is a spirit of increase. Okay? So you can just use this book if you want to. If God the Holy Spirit gives you something else to supplement, to support what you're trying to teach, go for it. My reasoning is that, and it really is birthed out of me, I've never been able to go strictly by one person's script when I'm teaching. Because if I'm studying and reading it, the Holy Spirit is also speaking to me as well. So I'll use it as a guide, but I'm not married to it, you know, word to word, letter to letter. Am I making sense?
Yeah, a lot of sense. Yep.
You have liberty to make the lesson. These are just, you know, the content for sure we want to get out of it, but God may give you more. Okay?
Okay.
So it's not like, I don't know how many of you have a Baptist experience, but it's not like we got the going to the bookstore and buying the whole Sunday school lesson, and we're doing it just like they said it. It's not that kind of party here. You're gonna have to develop your curriculum. I guess that's what I'm saying. We give you something to jumpstart with, but you're gonna have to develop it. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hello. Okay. Everybody
yes.
with that? Okay. Great.
Mm-hmm.
It'll grow us too. Really. Absolutely. Awesome. So, Joyce, I didn't hear anything from you, sweetie. You okay?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Awesome. So when we look back at the schedule, we have the Word to Heart University from 5 to 5:50. My Soul Waits in Adoration, that's the edifying part of the service with the praise and worship. Psalmist Tara and his love worship ministry. They have 30 minutes to get us in the zone, as I would say. After that, immediately following that, the leadership lesson. The leadership lesson is about exhorting Pastor Lonnie, and it is to encourage the congregation toward what God has given us as a theme this year. One love, one Lord, the leadership lessons that you're learning. It could be a review of what the men talked about. It could be, you know, whatever, but it is. We're just trying to keep the continuum of hearing it. They're getting the teaching. They're moving into to the praise and worship where we're, you know, glorifying God, and then they're coming. Okay, this is the lesson. This is how we're moving. This is how God is moving us in the exhortation part. And then after you finish with that, Lonnie, you know, you can choose one point or something like that in order to do it, but you have literally, what, 20, 30, well, how much time is that?
15 minutes.
Yeah, 15 minutes. So you're going to have to be on it, you know. It is, okay. Hold 1 second. Yes, ma'am. Fine. I'm on I'm on the conference call with the church leaders.
Okay. Is Mr. Doug there? I was trying to contact him.
Okay. We'll be done in about 10 minutes. Can he call you back?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, honey, thanks. All right. So it's not a drawn out lesson. It is the key, how you say You remember when we were in school and we had what they call a pep rally?
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The rebel rout is exalted. It's they've had praise and worship, and we've exalted the Lord. Now we want to prepare the hearts of the people for the word, based on what we've already been teaching them. It's kind of like for lack of a better word, it's that kind of stuff that coaches do on the sideline. You know, when it's timeout or halftime or whatever like that. Okay, we're getting ready to do this. This is what we're doing. This is what we're learning. This is where God is taking us. This is how we're increasing. Blah blah blah. Do you get it? Kind of, sorta.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay. Great. Awesome. So then we have an arts ministry. It could be something that Sister Tara has prepared for us, or Sister Tressie, or the young people, or what have it like that. And I love for us to have a mix, because I don't want the kids to just be sitting on the sidelines. So whenever we can put them in the mix in terms of the worship experience, let's do that. That's there. So, and then that's preparing for the preaching to come forth. And my goodness, I've been talking about, I got 90 seconds to say all this here. 7:15 to 7:45, Dr. V is going to preach it up. I'm going to ground that what we've been already been doing in the Word. Then Pastor George follows me straight on up with the altar prayer. She may help me at the altar prayer. She may lead the altar prayer. And that's inclusive of if anybody needs to get saved. But when she's praying, I'm expecting her to ground that word back in that I just, God has told us, and this is what we're going to do. It'll keep recording. This is what we're going to do, okay? Pastor George, you got that?
Yes, I got it.
That altar prayer is just to seal the word that has been, now they've had the word taught, they've opened up their hearts, you know, for the Holy Spirit to come in by edifying God. They've been exalted to come on, let's just go. We're getting it, and we're going to continue to get it, blah, blah, blah. The word has been tilled, you know, even within the arts ministry that's there. I give the word, we prayed the word, you know, and sealed it, and then the leaders quickly come up behind Pastor George and do that 1 minute afterglow. The finance committee comes and take up a great offering, and the announcements, final remarks, we're out of there. And I anticipate us being, you know, cleaning, time to clean up at 8:15. And go. Okay?
Okay.
And it's just a guideline, but we can, you know, it may take us a few Saturdays to hone it down, but that's what we're looking at. All right?
Okay.
And then what? Where it moves from there is it just goes into the different times of the year, September to December, the teachers change. Brother Mark is going to be, he's committed to doing the teaching for the men. Apostle Dama, she's for the women. I'm going to keep the youth all the year, unless my songs start falling out and I start turning green, and then somebody else is going to have to help me out. But I prayed about it, and God sent me, so here I am. Okay?
Okay.
I'm on the altar. I need to get some amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that.
All right. We'll see what happens.
Amen.
Huh?
I said, we'll see what happens if you get another trophy.
Yeah.
I like that.
Some money. Okay, so Tressie is an altar.
In the last quarter where you've got the arts ministry and you've got All for Worship, is that All for Worship and you've got guest artists?
Now, that means All for Worship is responsible for that service and or if they want to get a guest. In other words, your
All
ministry
for Worship as a ministry, I lead All for Worship?
You do that, whatever All for Worship is. In other words,
you become
our guest artist.
Okay, that's what I was just asking to, you know, make sure.
Yeah.
So I'll make sure somebody, myself or somebody, is there. Okay, I got it.
Got it. Okay.
Okay.
All right. You have liberty at any other service to do that, but for sure from September to December, we really want our arts ministry lifted up.
Okay.
And then Tress has agreed be responsible for our fifth Saturdays in terms of the word or getting a word. She'll be doing the preaching or getting someone to preach. And or, yeah, that. And then we try to leave some dates in there to where we can accept engagements from other ministries and go. I know the Shepherd Hearts want us to fellowship with them, and I've encouraged them on the fifth Sundays if we're going to come to them, and on the fifth Saturdays if they're going to come to us. Down to the Marketplace Ministries, we can get to that tomorrow. So I can release you off the line, but if, I want you to look over that again, where it says Marketplace Ministries. Minister Doug has asked that we do a church, it's like a garage sale, but they usually have activities and things that like that for kids too, so we can make it a fundraiser. So that's April the 1st and July the 1st. Our summer carnival, and we can build that out, and it could be a nice fundraiser as well. Pastor Adamus is going to do a first-time homebuyer seminar for us in the community, so that will be our community outreach between May and August on the second Saturday. That's going to take place before church services. And so she and Pastor Doug will probably be doing that together. Listening Cups on the third Sundays, May, June, and July. Youth Getaway, we got to work that up. Pastor Lunny in either Wolf Lodge or King's Dominion for the kids in June 23rd and 25th that weekend. And again, these are closed dates. Change it. Go ahead.
June 18th is Father's Day. June 18th is Father's Day.
You know, I didn't even think about that. So that will probably definitely change.
Okay.
And I don't know when yet, but, yeah, May the 21st. Okay. And then in September, the Manning Up Men's Conference is September 15th through the 17th. Christology is November the 19th. And our dinner out is Sunday, December 17th. That's pretty much it. I've asked Pastor Pugh to come back and give us sometime next year, this year, I keep saying next year, we're already in 2017, give us a two-day revival or whatever from Rocky Mount. He hasn't given me any dates yet, so that's why he's not on the calendar as of yet, but I'd love for him to come back. He was such a blessing this time. All of our speakers were, and we've just been blessed with that. But, again, this is a draft. Something may come up. God may give you something, so it's not a closed thing to where nothing else can happen, or if something on here doesn't happen and we put our best effort in it, it just meant that you made a plan and God didn't choose to back it up this year. I'm listening carefully. I'm sure you're listening carefully too, but sometimes we can just miss it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Or things change and we don't have the resources, manpower to do it. So I don't want you to feel rigid with this. I just want us to, we need a roadmap,
Amen.
We need to plan a work so we can work the plan. The Bible says,
Amen.
Write the vision and what? Make it plain so
Make
when
it
the
plain.
People see it.
Mm-hmm.
So I want you to pray about it. You got it in front of you, pray about it and go, thank you for your good eyes, Elder Tara, to see that June the 18th was what it is. And so I'll make that adjustment because I am I will be having outside speakers on that. Okay. I would like to, there's certain people that I want to license and ordain this year. And if you feel led by the Lord to be ordained in any particular area, if that's going to help you with your own personal ministries, I am so open to that and public that. I would like to do that in May. May 20th. I'm not looking at a calendar right now. Here's my calendar. That's the proposed time in May. So think about that. Pray about that. I know Elder Tressa and Elder Tara for their ministries. Brother Mark and Sister Adamus is praying about her call, the call of God on her life as well. Okay?
Okay.
We want to ask each of us, and including myself, to, you know, make it a part of your prayer time. God, help me to invite one new person into the kingdom. You know, I'm not so much interested in people going from church to church. I don't mind receiving people from other churches because, you know, sometimes, you know, you just need a change. But we really want to reach the unchurched as well. Okay, or those that are not just wondering out there, not going to any church because they've been church hurt or church burnout or whatever, for whatever reason. They're out of fellowship. We want to bring them back into the fold that. But can you imagine what we'd look like if we just doubled, if everybody brought in one new person? You know, that would be a blessing. All right, mm-hmm. That's all I have for tonight. Tomorrow night I'll have some other things, but if we could come back on, I'll reserve this time. Again, it's 8 o'clock too late, 8:30 too late?
8 o'clock tomorrow is too late for me.
Okay.
And 8
o'clock
too
early?
7 o'clock works great. I just need to be free by 8 o'clock because tomorrow and Friday I need to be, you know, free at that time. But isn't this recorded? Is this recorded?
It is recorded.
It is? Okay,
it's
well, I will be
too early.
On my...
Hello?
7 o'clock works for me. Hello?
Is 7 o'clock work, Pastor George?
Yeah.
Okay, what about you, Pastor Lonnie?
Yeah, 7 is good.
The Minister Doug, does that work for you? Okay, he's overcome. All right, Pastor George, could you pray us out?
Yes. Father God, we just thank you and praise you tonight, Lord God. We thank you for the pastor's vision, Father. We thank you, Lord, for listening ears tonight, Lord
yes,
God.
Jesus.
We thank you for your knowledge, your wisdom, and above all, your understanding tonight, Father. We thank you, Lord God, as we go forth this season, Lord God, that you will impart to us, Lord, your understanding on tonight, Lord God, and going forward, moving forward, Lord God. In the word of God, in the things of you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as we leave each other tonight, Lord God, but not in spirit, Lord God, that we will continue, Lord God, to be blessed by the word, that we will continue to absorb everything that you have given the pastor, Father, in the name of Jesus. God, we bless each and every one tonight as we leave, Father, in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
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 For the prayer. All right, I love
yes.
you guys deeply, and I thank you so much for your support and working alongside me in ministry. God bless you.
Yes. God bless you. Good night.